Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Jesus, a prophet of God. Muslims love Jesus. Let's learn the basics about Jesus in Islam. The likeness of Jesus before God is as that of Adam. He created him, Adam, from dust, then said to him, "Be," and he was. This is the truth from your Lord, so be not of the disputers. Quran chapter 3, verses 59 and 60. If Jesus is worshipped due to having no father, then surely Adam is more deserving of worship, since he was created without either parent. Miracles of Jesus. Jesus was miraculously conceived with no father and also performed great miracles by the will and permission of God. He spoke as a baby in the cradle to defend his mother against the people who accused her of fornication. The Quran also states that Jesus gave life to the dead, cured the leper and the blind, all by the will of God. The fact that Jesus, peace be upon him, performed miracles does not mean that he was anything more than a humble servant of God. In fact, many messengers performed miracles, including Noah, Moses, and Muhammad, may peace be upon them all. And these miracles only took place by the permission of God, so as to demonstrate the authenticity of the messenger. Message of Jesus. The prophets of the Old Testament, such as Abraham, Noah, and Jonah, never preached that God is part of a Trinity and did not believe in Jesus as their Savior. Their message was very simple. There is one God, and He alone deserves your worship. It is not logical for God to send prophets for thousands of years with the same essential message, only to suddenly change it, claim that He is now a part of Trinity, and to stipulate the belief in the divinity of Jesus to be saved. The truth is, Jesus preached the same message as all prophets, as all the prophets in the Old Testament. There is a passage in the Bible that really emphasizes this core message. A man came to Jesus and asked, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.'" Mark chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. So, the greatest commandment, the most important belief according to Jesus, is that God is one. If Jesus was God, He would have said, "I am God, worship me." In a state, He merely repeated a verse from the Old Testament, confirming that God is one. This aligns with the mission of Jesus as taught in Islam, where Jesus was sent to the children of Israel to confirm the message of the past prophets to believe in the one true God. As an honorable, obedient messenger of God, Jesus submitted willingly to God's commands. As such, he was a Muslim, which refers to anyone that submits to the will and commandments of God. And when Jesus brought clear proofs, He said, "Indeed, God, He is my Lord and your Lord. He is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him alone. This is the only straight path." Quran chapter 43, verse 64. Jesus in Islam. Jesus was an honorable prophet and messenger sent by God to call to the worship of God alone. This is evident in the Bible and confirmed by the Quran. The Islamic belief about Jesus explains who the real Jesus was, whilst maintaining the pure belief about God and His complete greatness, uniqueness, and perfection. We invite you to look further. We invite you to look further and investigate Islam. It is not just another religion. It is the same message preached by Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. May peace be upon all of them. Islam means submission to God and is a natural and complete way of life that encourages one to give due attention to their relationship with God and His creation. Islam teaches that God is the all-just and all-merciful and does not need to sacrifice Himself to forgive sins, nor is anyone born into sin. God judges everyone based on their own deeds, and everyone is accountable for their own actions. Islam teaches us to love and respect all the prophets and messengers of God, but loving and respect them does not mean worshipping them, because worship is due only to God. Acknowledging Jesus as a prophet of God and becoming a Muslim does not mean changing or losing your Christian identity. It is about going back to the original and pure teachings of Jesus, whose real name is Isa. For more information and further pamphlets in this series, you may call or visit the site IslamicPamphlets.com or email shareislam@gmail.com. Or you may call 0061-3930915-15. Thank you very much. I hope this has been very illuminating passage about Jesus, peace be upon him. Share it, please. Thanks a lot.